Hello and welcome to Strategic Investor Radio and octalkradio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing about elsewhere. Today we're broadcasting from the ADESA conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is October 2015, and we're very pleased to be sitting here with Mindy McClure of Freedom Capital Investment Management, one of the presenters and exhibitors here at the conference. Mindy, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Charlie, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Mindy, tell us who Freedom Capital Investment Management is, what you do, and why investors should care.
Freedom Capital is the first American impact investor. Freedom Capital wants to invest in companies and industries that promote prosperity and security and freedom in the United States. We're providing a counterballast to the socially responsible investing movement, which now controls over $6.5 trillion, or one in every six American dollars.
And so the socially responsible investment movement has selected various industries that they will invest in and those that are prohibited to be invested in, so that when people are investing, they can feel good about what they're investing. So you're focusing on, I presume, entrepreneurship, capitalism, etc., a core American value.
Yeah. We want to promote things that we think are good for this country. So agricultural independence is a key theme for us. Energy, American energy independence is a key theme. And supporting companies that create jobs in America. There's been a big divestment movement by the banking industry over the last 20 years as they've the overregulation has made it very difficult for them to lend to small businesses. And we want to be there as a capital provider to those groups because they provide about 4-to-1 jobs versus the dollars that are raised in a small business versus a large business.
Okay, and what's the investment vehicle that you have selected, and how could people pursue this?
Now, our first fund is a business development corporation, which is a fully registered but non-traded entity. It can be owned by everyone. It's not for super rich people. It's for everyone. And our goal is to provide good returns to investors while they're doing good things for America.
Okay, and so the genesis of this came about how?
Well, we watched with awe a couple of years ago when Cerberus Capital Management, which is a wonderful private equity fund and firm, and was under severe pressure from their limited partners to sell their interest in Remington Outdoor. Now, Remington Outdoor was controversial at the time, but what we thought was, you know, this is a great, iconic American brand. It's a 200-year-old company. It employs 4,000 Americans, and it provides the tools that keep our boys alive when they're fighting our wars overseas. And we think that's a good thing. And if Cerberus was under pressure from the socially responsible investing movement to divest of that, we'd sure like to buy it, not only for the reasons I just described, but also because we might get a good deal on it.
I see. And so that kind of started. So tell us about the management of the company.
So the management of the company has been involved in raising and providing advisory services on about $25 billion worth of transactions. We've created a number of BDCs and REITs and managed vehicles for ourselves and also for third-party groups as investment bankers. And we've also provided a lot of credit work for the government, for the FDIC, and for Treasury in the last downturn. We like to think of ourselves as having grown up during financial crises and the Texas oil boom, or the Texas oil bust, rather, and real estate bust. We were working out banks and recapitalizing banks back then, and now here we are three cycles later providing credit into the small cap market.
Well, that's great, and I understand that a well-known person has recently joined the board here.
Yeah, we were really pleased to announce that John Bolton, the former ambassador to the United Nations, joined us just a while ago. He wants to be part of this broader discussion of letting the world know that it is important to focus on American values when allocating capital.
Well, great to hear. Congratulations. That was probably quite a coup here. So tell us, for those who want to know more, what can they do?
You can visit our website. It's at FreedomCapitalFunds.com, and there's lots of information there about what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Mindy, thank you very much for joining us here, and our best wishes to you and Freedom Capital Investment Management. We've been talking with Mindy McClure of Freedom Capital Investment Management out of Arlington, Virginia, here at the ADISA Conference, and our best wishes to you and all of Freedom Capital that things move forward, and it's certainly a worthy cause. We'll be right back.